Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
To the Cavs, something a lot more positive. They're 8-0. They're kicking ass. They're taking names. They play New Orleans tonight. They've been a bit of a mess to start things off this year. Of course, New Orleans is... The Pelicans can be a mess very, very easily. Both their pro sports struggling right now with the Pelicans and with the Saints. But the Cavs are 8-0. Channing Frye was asked about the expectations for this Cleveland Cavaliers team, and he sets a high bar for them. Hit it.
This team is going to be very good. They're a top three team in the Eastern Conference since Philly is hurt. This team needs to go to the Eastern Conference Finals or we're still going to be disappointed. It's just a fact. So if Garland and Mobley aren't running at that motor or at that level, this team doesn't have a chance. And it's just a fact.
That's audio courtesy of NBA TV. That's Channing Frye. He says that they need to be an Eastern Conference Finals team or it's a disappointment. Is it a disappointment? Have we raised the bar that high? 216-474-0092. I haven't even asked you your answer yet. Is that the bar you're setting for this team, Eastern Conference Finals?
Man, just looking at the rest of the Eastern Conference, how have you seen how bad the Eastern Conference has been this year with the exception of Boston and the Cavs? It is really bad. Part of it is the Knicks have made all these deals, and so they are right now, they have no idea what their identity is. So they're banking on the upper level talent that they have acquired and their coach and their culture so that by the end of the year they're not going to be a good regular season team or at least nearly season. Philadelphia, Joel Embiid has played how many games so far this year? Is it zero? Paul George,
I thought he played well. He's going to be suspended for at least three after shoving a columnist. Yeah.
Paul George, I mean, they're two best players. So basically it's been Maxi and whatever else they can put together. So they are another team that only cares about the playoffs. Meanwhile, the Cavs come in and they bring back all the guys they had from last year. They would have won 50 games last year. They've been healthy. So whether or not Bickerstaff or Atkinson is there, the Cavs have the one thing that probably matters in a regular season, and that is stability. They have their team. They have they know how to play with each other. And it's not like Atkinson got rid of all the stuff they were doing. And I know there are some fans that want to make it seem like that. He didn't. He didn't complicate
it. Well, what do I do?
They have that same defensive identity, and now they've got a healthy Darius Garland, and they're working on some stuff with spacing, but clearly they didn't reboot like these other teams did.
What do I do if they don't go to the Eastern Conference Finals? Like, what's my, like when we say, well, it's Eastern Conference Finals or it's a disappointment. Okay, well, that means somebody's going to get blamed for that. Do I just yell at Darius Garland then?
Well, no, it depends.
I think people were ready and raring to go for that last year, maybe myself to some degree.
We all did.
But he's healthy and he's great. He's proven that if he's a healthy player, which he is slight in size in comparison to NBA players. But when he's healthy, he's fantastic. He's one of the best players on the floor.
Well, he's been playing.
He's proven that already this year.
So far this year, he's playing even better than when he was an all-star a few years ago. I mean, look at the numbers. The three-point shooting, the efficiency, the clutch stats. He is putting together, again, it's only eight games, but he is putting together a better season so far this year than he's ever had in the league. So if he's doing that in the playoffs, well, obviously it's a totally different conversation. There are many people that wonder, can he do this in the playoffs when the game gets more physical?
Do you believe he can?
Yeah, I don't know. He has just disappointed me so much in the postseason, and teams are just not that worried about him. He's had a good game here or there. But overall, I think, you know, him and Donovan Mitchell in the playoffs have not looked like we've ever thought it would look. It hasn't looked like this.
I haven't even given you if I'm going to be disappointed yet or not. I should probably lead with that, but I'm just going to ask you another question right now. Could Dean Wade be the difference there? Because I'm a little bit surprised. Some people and I were talking about it. You have not made the biggest issue about Dean Wade playing over an injured, Max Strus. Because I think his size, and I know he hasn't shot the lights out of it by any means so far this year, but his size and I think his reach, I think that's opened up the offense there. If Dean Wade can be on the floor at the same time as Darius Garland, that might open up Darius Garland. We could see a different postseason Darius Garland here. We're 8 games into the season. Yeah. We're already talking about the postseason, but that's where I have to get to.
Which is like 5 months from now.
I set a high bar for him last year. How do I not set a high bar for him this year?
Well, we are. I have to say
Eastern Conference Finals were a massive disappointment.
People got mad at me last year going into the playoffs when I'm like, we're injured. What do you want? What do you expect?
I have the right to change my opinion if they have injuries. Yeah. Yes.
I mean, people were like, why don't you have higher expectations? I'm like, well, that kind of went out the window when I didn't know what I was getting from game to game. And obviously, like, Evan Mobley was horrific offensively in the Orlando series. It came alive at the end of the Boston series. I'm like, well, that's a different story. If Evan Mobley is going to be doing that, then yeah, the expectations go up. If Darius is going to be doing this, then the expectations go up. But now it's so funny. The way this season is looking, I'm going to get back to the original point.
Please.
Do you know the team with the third best record in the Eastern Conference? Do you know what team that is? It's the Brooklyn Nets. They're 4-4. The Eastern Conference is an abomination right now. And you could see, I mean, like, Philadelphia is 1-5. The Bucks are 1-6. When all is said and done, it could be the Cavs and the Sixers in the first round. And yes, Kenny, if you lost that series, yes, we're going to get right back to the same conversations we had about whether Darius and Donovan Mitchell make sense in the playoffs. We're going to get right back there about whether Jared Allen and Mobley make sense in the playoffs. So that might be what Channing Frye is getting.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
When he talks about, well, whether we should be disappointed or not.
You can always make that argument. I think there is such a thing as, and I thought this thing might be the way for the Browns. Like I used to say before they went 2-7, hey, you know, if you make it to the AFC Championship game and you lose to Kansas City, dem's the breaks. If you lost to Kansas City in the divisional round, dem's the breaks. I think losing to the right team, you could say that. If you lost to Boston.
Had they lost to Orlando last year.
That is not the right team to lose to.
They were a half away from losing to a team that had less experience than you did.
If they were to lose to the Pacers or something like that. Like, I look at them at number one. Like, you would play the Pacers or Orlando, okay? Say you got to the Eastern Conference Finals. Say Boston ended up getting knocked off some way somehow, but you lose to the Heat. I still think we're going to lose our minds. You have to lose to the right team if you're going to do it. And so I think that matters because Boston is supposed to be an historically good team that might be set up for a a 2 out of 3 type of championship team or a 2 out of 4 type of championship team. I know that teams don't stay around that long, but they could be set up for a couple of championships here by the time this iteration of the Celtics are all said and done. So the Cavs, like, hey, Eastern Conference Finals, you still have a smaller backcourt. I think that Dean Wade, if he can stay healthy, which is one of the biggest ifs in Cleveland sports, if he can stay healthy, can add to that. But my expectations are the same. I love what they're doing. It gives me so much more hope that they are going to be able to get to the Eastern Conference Finals, because that's not the goal anymore. I think that that's the expectation for this basketball team. You gave up 3 first-round picks. You have multiple guys who are max guys on that basketball team. You've reached everything you need to get to. Now you need to actually put it all together and get to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah, these guys have played together for a long time. They've been together now for a long time. And that's what Kobe Altman's been banking on. It's been a successful formula in the regular season. It really hasn't been in the playoffs. We'll see if this is the year it is in the playoffs.
216-474-0092. Is it a massive disappointment? The Cavs are 8-0. Is it a disappointment if the Cavs don't make the Eastern Conference Finals? Demos and Shaker, you're first up on the Fan.
Good morning, fellas.
Morning.
Yeah, it would be a disappointment because of the start. And when you look at, like, just different teams that have started this way, a significant amount have made it to the NBA Finals. But the difference is you guys are looking at these potential outcomes as if it was the old regime, not Atkinson. And Atkinson is bringing, you know, the style he had at Golden State. Look at our rotation. We're playing like 10 guys, and they're all scoring. And if you do it that way throughout the season, you don't end the season where, you know, just being worn down to a nub just because you wanted to play for a certain position in the playoffs.
Well, JB never tried to play a lot of guys in the regular season and have a lot of different guys score.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying that I'm looking at Atkinson saying that he is going to have, like Golden State when he was there, a very big rotation for the entire year, including the playoffs. And instead of hobbling into the playoffs with 7 or 8 guys, I think we're going to be playing 10 or 11 guys in the playoffs regularly, and that's why Merrill and Dean Wade and all these other side players are getting so much time now because they're going to be ready for the whole year, and we're not going to be worn down at the end of the year, injured, worn down.
Well, that's see, I'd be surprised if the rotation was that big. These coaches lose.
More
well, Demos, you know,
more
these
Bickerstaff.
Yeah, yes, I would agree there. These coaches, well, remember, Bickerstaff didn't have Ty Jerome last year. You know,
that's true.
And he has been sensational. Sensational. Yeah, Bickerstaff would have loved
They've all been sensational, though. Who's been a weak link so far? Nobody.
Yeah, I mean,
some people say Okoro,
yeah,
but
he's the one I'd probably point
he's
to.
He's looking okay, too. He's looking okay.
I think it's early, and I still need him for defense,
right.
So to hell with
right.
it.
Right, yeah. Right, exactly.
I mean, there ain't no, am I going to say, and Demos, you're right. Thank you for the call. I mean, it's November 6th, there ain't no. You think I'm going to really bitch everyone's ear off about Isaac Okoro right now? Yeah, maybe in February. But I'm kind of back in a honeymoon phase with Isaac Okoro because of what he was able to do defensively down the stretch. And you know what? He shot the ball better and was a better scorer throughout most of last season. Josh and Berea, you're next up on the Fan. Hello, Josh.
Yes. Expectations should be Eastern Conference. But, there's context. You know what I mean? What happens if the East gets their act together, people start getting better, the seeding year 4 or 5 again, and you meet Boston in the second round, and it's a 7-game series, and it's a better series. So it depends, but what I really want to say is this is giving me vibes of 2015 or 2014-2015 Golden State Warriors. Because if you remember, they had a playoff team. They had Mark Jackson. They had a guy who believed in defensive philosophies and running through the guards. And that season, they were thinking about splitting up Klay Thompson and Steph Curry. And the front office was like, heck no, that's not the problem. They fired Mark Jackson. And then they got in an offensive-minded guy and built off the philosophies that were already there. I mean, like, Kenny gives credit to JB plenty of times saying, like, hey, we're not doing much different defensively.
Yeah, our fans don't, but he definitely does.
Yeah, and give credit to JB for making them have these defensive principles, but also Kenny being like, hey, I trust you 7-footers because I'll be the first one to say it. I did not believe in the 7-foot lineup. I didn't believe in the marketing. I said, you can't play with that type of pace. But, God, Jared Allen and Evan Mobley are fast for 7-footers. They get out there on the fast break. And if we can do this against a Boston, that's going to be a problem. Let's see Porzingis on bad legs.
Well, I would agree with that.
Jared Allen and Evan Mobley.
Josh, it was a good call, and thank you very much for it. 216-474-0092. I would agree with that.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.